This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A Palestinian gunman has opened fire in East Jerusalem, wounding two people less than a day after a fatal shooting outside a synagogue. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem on Saturday, wounding two people less than a day after another assailant killed seven outside a synagogue in the deadliest attack in the city since 2008. According to paramedics, both were fully conscious and in moderate to serious condition in the hospital. The attacker was shot and wounded by police. The attack, coming just a day before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was set to arrive in the region, has raised the possibility of even greater conflict in what is already one of the bloodiest months in Israel and the occupied West Bank in several years. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Tens of thousands of Israelis flocked to Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government that protesters say will threaten Israeli democracy. The plans have sparked fierce debate in Israel, prompting large weekly demonstrations in Tel Aviv and other cities, with more than 100,000 protesters attending last week's demonstration. A top aide to Ukraine's president says Kyiv and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of equipping Ukraine with long-range missiles and military aircraft. Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for the armored fighting vehicles. Podolyak said in remarks to the online video channel Freedom on Saturday that some of Ukraine's Western partners maintain a conservative attitude toward arms deliveries.